There are many proposed solutions to the Fermi paradox. The question of if aliens exist, why don't we see evidence of them everywhere? If a civilization more ancient than ourselves exists, then why haven't they colonized the entire galaxy? But in a paper released earlier this year by Anders Sandberg and colleagues, link in the description below, to both the paper and Sandberg's blog, an interesting new solution was advanced that not only could be the case, it may even be likely, and in fact, the most rational course for a civilization. Called the Estivation Hypothesis, it proposes that colonization and expanding across a galaxy at this time may not be the prime course of action for a sufficiently advanced alien civilization. Rather, for reasons of maximizing the resources, they may simply go through a period of exploration and then sit dormant, waiting for future eras when the universe can be better utilized to achieve their goals. But what would the goals of an advanced civilization be? What would they value? We can only speculate, but the authors lay out a few possibilities and give an interesting conclusion. If their goal is happiness, then they would use their resources to produce, as the authors word it, the maximum number of maximally happy minds. If their goal is knowledge, they would spend the resources on learning and storing information. If, for example, they wish to ask the philosophical "why are we here?" question, it would make sense to maximize your resources in order to answer the question. Likewise, if computation or universe simulations are the goal, once again, it makes sense to maximize resources. But here's the kicker. Now is simply not the time for maximizing resources. The universe is cooling down, and as it does, energy becomes worth more, and it simply becomes exponentially better as time goes on. In a few trillion years, it bottoms out, and then it makes sense to achieve your goals. At that point, you are able to do far more, in fact, 10 to the 30th times more than you can do when the universe is relatively warmer, such as in the current era. The authors advance that a civilization may expand initially until it gains access to raw materials, explores what it needs to and what is possible, and then it will just simply sleep until the time is right and the universe is cool enough to use those resources to achieve their goal to the greatest effect. This all gets into how an advanced civilization might behave. We use our resources currently for survival. This is rational for us right now. But it may not be rational in the future when we're completely secure in a post-scarcity economy. There's also the question of how we perceive time. Currently, we perceive it according to how our biological brains are wired, but rewire them and the perception of time can be very different. In other words, the civilization hits the pause button until the universe cools down. This would make sense if a civilization has essentially figured out all there is possible to know about science in the present. They've seen everything, and after that, there's not much point to interacting or messing with the universe in the present. Just protect the resources with automation and estivate, an interesting term which means sleeping through summer as opposed to hibernating through winter. For resource protection, such a civilization might find it useful to prevent lesser civilizations from expending the galaxy's resources too early, in which case they may station von Neumann probes near lesser civilizations in order to stop them from creating von Neumann probes of their own. It could even be that all civilizations are eventually culturally adapted and absorbed into the oldest civilization. Such super civilizations might also come up against each other. If there's one in the galaxy, there could be two, or three, or so on. Since warfare would expend resources, these cultures may merge or agree to stay away from each other's domains if their end goals are different. These civilizations in the present would be extremely difficult to detect since they would, by nature, expend few resources, and as a result, use very little energy. What's particularly interesting about the solution is that it may be testable. The authors note that you could look for processes in the universe that seem designed to keep the universe from losing raw materials. At some point in the far distant future, these civilizations will wake up and use their resources efficiently to achieve their goal, whatever that might be. Oddly enough, one of those goals might be to use a computer to simulate the history of the universe. Given that our universe could be a computer simulation, see my video, Is the Universe Real or Is it a Computer Simulation? It may be that we already are in the future universe and are merely a simulation being ran by ourselves. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently wondering if Lovecraft was onto something and someday Cthulhu will wake up and build a computer. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.